And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Making common sense like a superpower. Those of y'all that watch the live stream, all this reminiscing about cars. This is what happens, JP. This is what happens when you let me do a monologue that includes hot rods. Just saying.
You want me to step in next time? Say, no, we can't do that.
No, don't do that. But I just decided to scroll through my phone. I only have one picture left that I can find of my 68 Mustang, which is just so awful. But I have this one picture, and I found it in a drawer, in a box or something. And so I sent it to JP just now. I actually took a picture of the picture, if you know what I'm saying, so that I could have it in digital form. And he's putting it up on the screen right now. And so this is my 68 Mustang. Yes, it is, baby. Yes, it is. Had Krager mags on that bad boy, 289, hopped up, board 30 over, Edelbrock Torker Holley 600. Oh, hooker headers. The color was called ice blue. It's called ice blue. Thank you very much.
Just looks like ice to me. I don't see much blue in that one.
It was a chill car. But it ran like a scalded dog. Anyway, there's my 68 Mustang. There's my baby. Thank you very much. Yay. All right, let's switch gears. Deportation machinations. So deportation machinations, the Trump administration is not only doing everything necessary, like everything you would expect, they're doing a lot of things you wouldn't expect. So in the I didn't expect this category is the self-deportation option. So first of all, you may remember the Biden administration, they actually created an app. Remember that? The CBP app. The Customs and Border Patrol had an app. And so if you were an illegal alien, all you had to do was log into the app. It's awesome. And we will help you to expedite the processing so that you can stay in America and live off the American public. It's just such a cool way of making it easier for illegals to get here. So the Trump administration saw that and said, screw that. They shut down the app for a period of time, had it retooled, and turned it into a self-deportation app. They basically reversed it. So first thing I thought was, that is like genius creative. But then the genius creative went a step further. Not only are they encouraging self-deportations, they're helping you self-deport. So I got a piece here from Axios. Phil, did you go to Axios? I did. I go to these places so you don't have to. Axios. I hold it right here in my former or my calloused former paratrooper hands. Axios Dateline yesterday. Trump's first flights leave the U.S. under the $1,000 self-deportation deal. So if you're not familiar, one of the most creative things I've ever heard is the effort to get illegal aliens to self-deport. And if they do, it's a no harm, no foul moment. We'll fly you home and we'll give you $1,000 cash to take with you. Why is that okay? I'll tell you why it's okay. Because they did the study and they found out that the average illegal alien who is first detained, held in detention, processed through the system, given all the hearings, legal representation, and whatever else in God's name they need, plus I'm sure all kinds of things like, you know, three squares a day and all the stuff it takes to be nice to them, is like an average of $17,700 per illegal. So a plane ticket and $1,000 is a huge saving to taxpayers. It also, if they will self-deport, they are taken off of the blacklist, because once you've been deported, you're blacklisted from being able to re-enter the United States. But if you self-deport, they take you off the blacklist, meaning you can officially immigrate later if you want to, and there will be no harm, no foul. This is brilliant. Now look at this and think, that's just right. Okay, self-deportation flights are one of the few incentives for unauthorized immigrants, says Axios, to present themselves to authorities under President Trump's immigration crackdown, which they say is long on sticks and short on carrots. They're here illegally, Axios. They're here illegally. But they announced it in March, and the first flight left Houston yesterday with 65 people to Honduras and Colombia. Department of Homeland Security says each one of them got a return trip for free and $1,000 after they land. In other words, no cash in advance. We'll meet you on the far side, and we'll give you your money. It's part of the overall Trump deportation plan. But what I love is the level of creativity that's involved in it. Now, I've got the DHS release on this, and here it is: to remove to arrest, detain, and remove an illegal alien is $17,121. But the message they're putting out right now is, if you are here illegally, self-deportation is your best, safest, and most cost-effective way to leave the United States. If we have to deport you, you may be going to jail. If we have to deport you, we're not giving you any money on the far side. You're not going to start your life over again. You're not taking any money home to Mamacita. You're not. We're just going to say, too bad for your luck, and get you there. And guess what? You're looking at right now, 70% savings for each illegal alien if they self-deport under this new program. That's just cool. Now, we still have some problems, but we also have some victories. Piece here from Newsbusters. You may recall that earlier this year, a George Soros-controlled company bought up a bunch of radio stations, especially in Florida. A ton of radio stations for the sole purpose of changing out the messaging and getting away from a conservative viewpoint and trying to run them as liberal media stations. Well, good luck with that. We'll see if you have an audience in about 6 months. But one of the things that happened is should never be allowed to happen again. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr has said that we now know that one of these Soros radio stations announced to the public where ICE agents were trying to warn people to get away. Soros spent $400 million buying 40 radio stations, including one of the biggest ones in Florida with a 50,000-watt signal. But the end result is this is how he's using them, trying to basically dox and reveal where law enforcement is working. And that's nothing but creating instability and a lack of safety for law enforcement. And I hope that there's going to be some accountability on that. Deportation machinations. Now, when we get back from this break, I'll tell you, I've got a piece here from 1819 News. Our own U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville is praising a Supreme Court decision that just came out. And I've got a copy of it right here from Town Hall, as well as the 1819 article regarding Tommy Tuberville. So Trump's been fighting everything legally, right? I mean, doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what it is or where it is. If Trump says it, it's got to go to court, right? Well, we just had a huge win in the deportation arena. You may recall there have been all kinds of injunctions that have slapped the kibosh on a number of different efforts to deport people. We just got a major win, and I'll tell you about it here momentarily. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Taco Tuesday. So yeah, we got you all the way to go home time, and I'm in this dipper. Dipper number two, actually. I was about to say three, but it's dipper number two. I had to look at my list.
Technically, it's number three if you count the cars as a dipper, but...
Well, there's that.
The pre-planned dipper number two, yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're at two and a half.
Yeah, two and a half.
So I've got this dipper right now I'm doing on the deportation machinations, latest updates and things that are happening. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville right now is praising what he calls a huge win for the Trump administration, and he's right. I mean, he's absolutely right. The Supreme Court of the United States just came out with a ruling that allows the Trump administration to deport the 300,000 Venezuelans, some would say 500,000, that were part of what was known as the CHNV program. That was that's just big news. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mama. Thank you very much. So you may recall back in April, President Trump tried to revoke the legal status of all the Cuban, Haitian, Nicaraguan, and Venezuelan illegals that Biden wasn't content to just open the floodgates and say, y'all come. He went and got some and brought them here. Literally. Flying planes down to Haiti saying, who needs to go to the United States? free rides. And next thing you know, we've got massive groups. And you may remember in my listening area right here in Alabama, we had, you know, van loads of Haitians showing up. And people were like, where'd y'all come from? We were told we could come here. By who? So, yeah, it's called the CHNV program. It basically said that, well, those countries are scary, so we're going to let anybody who wants to come to the United States, we're just going to go get them and bring them here. Well, Donald Trump said no more to that, and then immediately a federal judge placed an injunction on it. So, I mean, let's get this straight. A president can put the program in place, but a president can't stop the program. That's what I'm hearing. A president can say, as long as he's a Democrat, I guess, or at least his auto pen can say, we're going to do a CHNV program. If you're from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, or Venezuela, we're just going to say, hey, y'all come on in. It's cool. We got free stuff. We got sanctuary cities. Some are sanctuary states. They give out everything from Obama phones to free housing to, you know, debit cards that have money on them. You just, what do y'all want? Come on in. And next thing you know, they're getting driver's licenses in California and they're voting in Colorado. And my God. Well, Trump said no more. A federal judge said, you can't do that. And the Supreme Court of the United States just said, yes, he can. Oh, but yes, he can. So, yeah, it was U.S. District Court Judge Indira Talwani who blocked the Trump administration from moving forward with the plans. And Talwani suspended the deportation warnings the government has sent out. And now what we're learning is, the Trump administration brought the matter before the Supreme Court earlier this month seeking emergency relief. And the White House argued that Talwani nullified one of the administration's most consequential immigration policy decisions. And the Supreme Court just said there is no injunction. Get to work, Mr. President. Get to work. That's just big doings. So the U.S. Supreme Court, according to Tommy Tuberville, gave this huge win to the Trump administration. And during an appearance on Kudlow, and it's too long to play it, Tuberville was on this morning, I believe, saying this. He said, quote, it's a huge win. He said, I've been to Colombia where all the Venezuelans were coming across back in the day and we're having 3,000 to 5,000 people coming through the Darien Gap up to the United States of America. It was a disaster. And we didn't get the good ones, he said. A lot of the Venezuelans stopped in Colombia. They took 3 million in Colombia themselves. But the ones that didn't want to stay, they pushed them right on out. They came up the Darien Gap. And now here they are in the United States of America, and we're in trouble. A lot of our cities, because they don't go by American laws. He's not wrong. Look at Tren de Aragua. Venezuelan gang took over an entire apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado. But anyway, so big doings for y'all to know as you're having those water cooler conversations. Say, hey, you know what I heard on the radio? What'd you hear? Well, Phil Williams said the SCOTUS came out, and they lifted the injunction, and guess what? All them Venezuelans can go back home now. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, I will kind of wrap this one. This is not going to be a long dipper, but it's filled up with stuff, though. I will say that. But what's amazing to me to watch is that despite the fact that the Trump administration is getting attacked with lawfare every time they turn around, it doesn't matter what, as long as it has Trump's signature on it, it's like, let's file a lawsuit. And they go and they hunt down their favorite judge of choice. And they look for at least an injunction. The lawfare issue is basically the left trying desperately to just run out the clock. That's what they're trying to do, just run out the clock. But we've got right now ICE nabbing criminals in Massachusetts. Massachusetts declared itself a sanctuary state. A sanctuary state. Despite combative sanctuary state politicians, immigration and customs enforcement agents, though, recently arrested a number of dangerous criminal aliens in Massachusetts. So, yeah, the DHS, they said, guess what? You call yourself sanctuary? That doesn't matter. That's where we're going. And they do. So right now what we're looking at is we just saw a massive ICE roundup in Massachusetts. And we're basically saying, so, yeah, that whole sanctuary thing, well, in your face. I love that. But it gets better when you realize they're doing it out in California, too. They just had a major ICE roundup, a week-long enforcement operation that they say was focused on, quote, bolstering public safety. And it does. And they arrested 681 illegal aliens in two cities, Houston and Los Angeles. Y'all, Think about this. Right now, the southern border is seeing, by the way, JP, look this up for me. See if you can see how many illegal border crossings there were in the month of April. All right. So the full month has just passed. And let me know what you find out. Because what I'm seeing right here is in just two cities, they rounded up 681 illegal aliens. What do you got?
In April 2025, there were 8,383 illegal border crossings detected along the U.S.-Mexico border. This represents a significant 93.5% decrease compared to April 2024,
Woo.
When 128,894 apprehensions were recorded.
Okay, so we're looking at they're on par right now to arrest as many as are coming across the border. So we've almost achieved homeostasis. That makes sense? We've almost achieved a level of homeostasis where we're matching the amount that are coming in with the amount that we're rounding up to send away. Now that they're lifting the CHNV program, it's going to go even faster. Because I will say this, one thing about the CHNV program is we should be able to track them a little better. And then you got the self-deportation thing going on. And then you got these ICE roundups. So in Houston, ICE arrested 422 aliens. 262 of those had criminal convictions. 229 had final orders of removal on them. 126 had immigration-related violations. 34 had pending convictions. In addition, ICE said it also deported 528 individuals during that operation. In L.A., ICE arrested 239 more illegal aliens. I'm just saying, it's a whole new day. And if we can keep this pace going, Trump's going to do what he said he was going to do. He's going to wind up fixing the problem. He's going to wind up returning to sender most of those who streamed across our border in the mass human waves that we saw just over the last 4 years. I also saw today, and let me see if I can find it real quick. I saw it right before the show, that there is a movement right now. There is discussion. Maybe I didn't see it on Fox, saw it somewhere else. I saw that there is a discussion right now about charges being brought against Alejandro Mayorkas, and I don't know if that's real. Is that real?
I saw it too, but let me double check, make sure that's legit.
And it was for treason, which I find to be, listen, I don't know that you can make that stick, but you can definitely find dereliction of duty, I would think. What do you see? Do you see one out there? Is it a real story?
Yeah, it's real. It says AG Pam Bondi is reportedly preparing to charge Alejandro Mayorkas with treason, alleging he intentionally permitted 20 million undocumented immigrants to enter the U.S. and act claimed to undermine America's sovereignty.
Who's reporting that?
This was a Charlie Kirk commentary, another one by X as well. Yes.
So Charlie Kirk's pretty reliable. If he says it, then I believe that he's got something to say it with. All right, we'll see where that goes. In the meantime, we do have a Senate bill, and I'll end with this. So I pulled this off of FAIR. If you go to FAIR's website, it's fairus.org, but FAIR stands for Federation for American Immigration Reform. They do a great job of tracking this, lobbying the efforts to fix the immigration system, the illegal immigration system. And FAIR has a piece right now that says that Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley just introduced a new Immigration Parole Reform Act. You may recall that part of the abuse we saw with the auto pen probably during the Biden years was this thing called parole. All that basically meant was, did you want to come here for no charges, walk across the border, swim across the Rio Grande, stream in across the mountains near San Diego, we'll take care of you. And then once they get here, if we find them, they were just processed in and put on parole. Well, it's like a prisoner being on parole. You got to check in, allegedly. You got to be aware you can go to jail if you violate your parole. Or they were told, okay, you're in the U.S., we got you covered. You got to show up for a hearing. It'll be like in 2 years. So just stay in touch, okay? All right, bye-bye. And then next thing you know, you had illegals going everywhere. Just step on an anthill and they scatter. Well, that parole program was abused. So Chuck Grassley has a bill right now that would, quote, clarify the parole statute and ensure that all future administrations are bound to Congress's original intent. The bill, which is essentially the same as the parole provisions included in the Secure the Border Act, has 10 co-sponsors, and it defines the conditions and limitations of immigration parole. And it would basically say it'd be a case-by-case basis, not blanket because, you know, oh, are you from an entire country that we think is, you know, no. It would have to be for urgent humanitarian reasons, like legit. It has to be a significant public benefit, like, oh, by the way, the United States will benefit from you being here. And then it ensures the parole status truly is temporary and not just a cheap way of getting them in the country and then never doing a thing about it after that. Listen, I do believe that right now, if you are an illegal alien living in the United States, you should be looking over your shoulder. You should. You should. No longer do you have just the carte blanche protected status. You're the preferred citizen. No more. And I feel for you because some of you guys came here, and I know it because you really did want a better life. But a lot of you came here because you're opportunists. A lot of you came here because sanctuary cities and sanctuary states dangled free stuff in front of you. And you said, my gosh, I can go up there and get all this free stuff. Why would I not? It was like lottery tickets for everybody, right? But those days are over. And I do believe what you're seeing right now is that members of the illegal alien community are second-guessing their life choices. And some of them are going to be looking for that self-deportation program. $1,000 and a plane ticket. Go home. All right, we're taking a break right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We got a little Blue State Madness coming up.